Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, 22 November, 2023. 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Aha! Caught you! 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in preparation to worship our Lord this evening, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. All that we have and all that we are is by your amazing grace. And we thank you, sir, for the unique spiritual life you've given to us in the church age, a spiritual life that operates by your divine power, that we might advance to spiritual maturity, that we might have virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts, which is the ultimate objective of the time while we're here. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving 2023. And Americans have been celebrating Thanksgiving for 402 years. Thanksgiving is our oldest national holiday, dating back to 1621. It was in that year that Governor Bradford of the Plymouth Colony ordered a day for giving thanks to God. That first Thanksgiving was centered around church services, followed by a feast of venison, wild turkey, and quail. The pilgrims invited the neighboring Indians, the Wampanoags, and their chief, Massasoit, to this celebration. That first Thanksgiving is described in the book, The Light and the Glory. And if you don't have this book, this is an excellent book. It was written by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. Peter Marshall, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, served as chaplain in the Senate during conservative times. This fantastic book looks at the founding of this nation from the divine viewpoint. You won't get this in schools today. They rewrite history and slander and malign and judge the great heroes that founded this nation. But in this book, on page 135, that summer of 1621 was beautiful. Much work went into the building of new dwellings. And 10 men were sent north up the coast in the sailing shallop to conduct trade with the Indians. Squanto once again acted as their guide and interpreter. It was a successful trip, and that fall's harvest provided more than enough corn to see them through their second winter. The pilgrims were brimming with gratitude and thanksgiving, not only to Squanto and the Wampanoags, who had been so friendly, but to their God. In Him they had trusted, and He had honored their obedience beyond their dreams. So Governor Bradford declared a day of public thanksgiving to be held in October. Chief Massasoit was invited, and unexpectedly he arrived a day early. And he brought 90 Indians with him. Counting their numbers, the pilgrims had to pray very hard to keep from giving in to despair. To feed such a crowd would cut deeply into the food supply that was supposed to get them through the winter. But if they had learned one thing through their travails, it was to trust God implicitly. As it turned out, the Indians were not arriving empty-handed. Massasoit had commanded his braves to hunt for the occasion, and they arrived with no less than 5 dressed deer and more than a dozen fat wild turkeys, and they helped with the preparations, teaching the pilgrim women how to make hoe cakes and a tasty pudding out of cornmeal and maple syrup. Finally, they showed them an Indian delicacy, how to roast corn kernels in an earthen pot until they popped, fluffy and white, popcorn. The pilgrims in turn provided many vegetables from their household gardens, carrots, onions, turnips, parsnips, cucumbers, radishes, beets, cabbages. Also, using some of their precious flour, they took summer fruits, which the Indians had dried, and they introduced them to the likes of blueberry, apple, and cherry pie. No chocolate pie. It was all washed down with sweet wine made from the wild grapes, and it was a joyous occasion for all. Between meals, the pilgrims and the Indians happily competed in shooting contests with gun and bow. Now that's a Thanksgiving celebration. Eat the turkey and then let's get the guns out. Competition. The Indians were especially delighted that John Alden and some of the younger men of the plantation were eager to join them in foot races. See, track and field was going on right then. And wrestling. There were even military drills staged by Captain Standish. And things went so well. And Chief Massasoit, showed no inclination to leave, that Thanksgiving Day was extended for 3 days. But one moment stood out in the pilgrim's memory. William Brewster's prayer as they began the festival. They had so much for which to thank God. First of all, for providing all their needs, even when their faith had not been up to believing that he would do so. Secondly, for the lives of the departed and for taking them home to be with him. And third, for their friendship with the Indians. And fourth, for all his remarkable blessings in bringing them to this place and sustaining them. That was the first Thanksgiving. I had you turn, first of all, this evening to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I want you to look at verse 18. There is a mandate given here by the living and true God for each one of us. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Turn over to Ephesians 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5, verse 20. Always be thankful with reference to all things to God, even the Father, through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another mandate. These two mandates from God. These are mandates from God that every single day should be Thanksgiving. Not one day out of the year. In God's thinking, God's plan for us as royal family of God, His mandate to us is that every day should be Thanksgiving. How many times have you heard that from this pulpit? When you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and grow up in the grace orientation, that's the basis of all Thanksgiving. And the knowledge, doctrinal orientation, and attain spiritual maturity, when you fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life and have virtue, love, brought to completion in your heart, personal love for God the Father, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ, and the other side of the coin there, sharing the happiness of God, a self-contained happiness every moment of every day, then you will have thanksgiving every single day. So one, In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it is the will of God for you to have thanksgiving every single day. That's the will of God. It is the will of God for you to have thanksgiving every single day. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 2. In Ephesians 5:20, this thanksgiving is to be directed to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. This thanksgiving is to be directed to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20, always, always be thankful with reference to all things to God, even the Father, through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. 3. The unique spiritual life that God has designed for the church age believer is so amazing, so powerful, so fantastic that every day can be and should be thanksgiving. The unique spiritual life that God has designed for the church age believer is so amazing, so powerful, and so fantastic that every day can be and should be thanksgiving. 4. These daily thanksgivings to God are spiritual sacrifices that you offer from your royal priesthood to God the Father. These daily thanksgivings to God are spiritual sacrifices that you offer from your royal priesthood to God the Father. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, namely, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. To his name is to his person, who and what he is, his essence, his attributes. So let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, namely, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, his essence, his person. 5. Thanksgiving is the capacity to appreciate God the Father's indescribable gift of his Son and the so great salvation he accomplished for us on the cross. Thanksgiving is the capacity to appreciate God the Father's indescribable gift of his Son and the so great salvation he accomplished for us on the cross. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Point 6. Thanksgiving is a very important part of worshiping the living and true God. Thanksgiving is a very important part of worshiping the living and true God. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And we'll start at verse 9. Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge. Now, the word there for knowledge is the Greek word epignosis. E-P-I-G-N-long-O-S-I-S. Epignosis. Epignosis is completed knowledge, full knowledge. This is the word of God that you've learned and believed. And when you believe the word of God, it goes into your heart as metabolized doctrine in the heart that now you can apply skillfully and accurately to your life under the title wisdom. Chokma in the Hebrew, Sophia in the Greek. Now we have epignosis used twice in this passage. So it says, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you up with epignosis doctrine of what? Of His will. And how is that accomplished? Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. And that you may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing up in the, again, epignosis doctrine, growing up in the completed knowledge, full knowledge, epignosis doctrine of God, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, so that you may have endurance and forbearance and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and He has brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now this is a very powerful passage. I want to get a couple of concept from Colossians 1, 9 to 14. First of all, one, in verses 9 and 10, thanksgiving directed to God the Father is the result of being filled up with epignosis doctrine, epignosis knowledge of His will, and being filled up with the epignosis knowledge of God, epignosis doctrine about God, the essence of God, the plan of God, the will of God. So in verses 9 and 10, thanksgiving directed to the Father is the result of being filled up with the epignosis knowledge of His will and being filled up with the epignosis knowledge of the essence of God. Two, this is accomplished through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 9. That is maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. This is accomplished through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 9. And that is maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. 3. It results in joyfully giving thanks to the Father, verses 11 and 12. It results in joyfully giving thanks to the Father, verses 11 and 12. For having thanksgiving every single day, joyfully given to the Father, is the result of a soul filled up with the epinosis doctrine of God and His will. Having thanksgiving every single day, joyfully given to the Father, is the result of a soul filled up with the epinosis doctrine of God and His will. Five, the winner believer's attitude toward God the Father is happiness and thanksgiving. The winner believer's attitude toward God the Father is happiness and thanksgiving. Day after day after day after day. Six, constantly being thankful is a result of grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, and virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Constantly being thankful is a result of grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, and virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Seven. Then you have thanksgiving every single day, fulfilling the will of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Then you have thanksgiving every single day, fulfilling the will of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Now you're in Colossians, you're in chapter 1, I don't know which Bible you have there, look over at chapter 2. I can look over to chapter 2. I don't know, you might have to turn a page. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, and that's by faith in Him, continue to live in Him. You live by faith. You walk by faith. Rooted and built up. Edification. Maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart. Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. So, one, the believer with maximum metabolized doctrine rooted in his heart is constantly overflowing with thanksgiving. Verse 7. The believer with maximum metabolized doctrine in his rooted in his heart is constantly overflowing, not just having thanksgiving, overflowing with thanksgiving. Two, thanksgiving is the result of edification, spiritual growth, and being strengthened by means of the body of faith, Bible doctrine. Thanksgiving is the result of edification, spiritual growth, being strengthened by means of the body of faith, Bible doctrine. Now, turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 12. Therefore, as God's elected ones, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. You're putting on a uniform. What kind of uniform are you putting on? The uniform of honor. The uniform of virtue. Clothe yourselves with the uniform of honor, the uniform of virtue. And what makes up this uniform of honor and virtue? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. This is impersonal love for all mankind. And over all these virtues, put on virtue love. Over all these virtues, put on virtue love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, reconciliation, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Gratitude and thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, God the Father through Him. So, one, being thankful is directly related to putting on the uniform of honor, the uniform of virtue, the virtues of Christ in your heart. Being thankful is directly related to putting on the uniform of honor, the uniform of virtue, the virtues of Christ in your heart. Two, when you do this, put this uniform of virtue and honor on in your heart, made up of compassion and gentleness, and kindness, and humility, and patience, you will have thanksgiving every single day. When you, the church age believer, when you put on this uniform of virtue and honor, made up of compassion and gentleness, kindness, humility, patience, then you will have thanksgiving every day. Three, virtue love brought to completion in your heart results in having thanksgiving every day. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart results in having thanksgiving every day. Because you will have the great motivational virtue, personal love for God the Father. And that great motivational virtue will motivate you to have impersonal love for all mankind. And that will solve every relationship that you have with people. Any relationship. It will remove all the barriers. It will be the greatest problem-solving device for all personal interaction. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart results in having thanksgiving every day. Forgiving one another as the Lord forgave you. That's verse 13. What is that? That's impersonal love for all. Over all these virtues, put on virtue love. Verse 14. For when you put on the uniform of honor and virtue, with its compassion, gentleness, kindness, humility, steadfastness, virtue love, reconciliation, then you can fulfill the mandate. In everything, give thanks. You see, the uniform of virtue and honor includes peace, which is reconciliation. You were called to peace. Reconciliation is the removal of barriers in your personal relationships. This is only going to be the result of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. But when you have that virtue love brought to completion in your heart, your motivational virtue of personal love for the Father will motivate you to have impersonal love for all. And that means reconciliation, removing barriers, not creating barriers, removing barriers. If you're creating barriers, you have no spiritual life. You have no virtue love brought to completion in your heart. When you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, that removes barriers in your relationships with people. Virtue love removes barriers in personal relationships. 5, divine viewpoint thinking is thanksgiving. Overflowing to God the Father because of who and what He is. Divine viewpoint thinking is thanksgiving, overflowing to God the Father because of who and what He is. Being thankful is a mental attitude that is a result. When you have maximum grace orientation, maximum doctrinal orientation, and when you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. 6, being thankful to God becomes a spiritual barometer which reveals your attitude toward God. Being thankful to God becomes a spiritual barometer which reveals your attitude toward God. 7, thanksgiving is an index of the spiritual status of the believer. Thanksgiving is an index of the spiritual status of the believer. All right. Now, those passages in Colossians were all under point 6. Thanksgiving is a very important part of worshiping the living and true God. Point 7. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills results in having thanksgiving every single day. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills results in having thanksgiving every single day. Spiritual skill number one is the filling of the Spirit. The mandate is Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled or empowered by God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. Spiritual skill number two is consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine. 2 Peter 3:18, grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving is the application of metabolized doctrine in your soul to your experience, to your life. Thanksgiving has no meaning, even for believers, until they are consistently living the spiritual life by the spiritual scale. Thanksgiving is not some shallow, fleeting system of gratitude for something. Rather, it is capacity to worship God. Thanksgiving is a moment-by-moment mental attitude produced by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. So one, there is a direct relationship between your consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine and your attitude of thanksgiving toward God. There is a direct relationship between your consistent and faithful metabolization of Bible doctrine and your attitude of thanksgiving toward God. Two, thanksgiving is grateful acknowledgement of the blessings from the grace of God. Those blessings that come down the grace pipeline from justice to imputed righteousness. Those 40 salvation blessings given to you the moment you believed in Christ, and then every single day from that point till now, logistical grace, blessing, and support to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. That is temporal security. God gives us all temporal security to keep us alive in the middle of the devil's world. Why? Because he wants you to come to your senses and start growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, advance to maturity, have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, so he can send down greater grace blessings down that grace pipeline. Greater grace blessings in time, and greater grace blessing for all eternity that will be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Three, therefore, it is an expression of gratitude, of thanksgiving toward God, based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what God is and what he has accomplished for you. Therefore, it is an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving toward God, based on your doctrinal capacity to appreciate who and what God is and what he has accomplished for you. Winner believers have capacity for true thanksgiving. It is an appreciation for God which cannot exist without your advancing to maturity and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Thanksgiving is first of all directed toward God, and then it overflows as capacity and appreciation for life. The greater the content of metabolized doctrine in the believer's heart, the greater the capacity for the mental attitude of thanksgiving. Point eight. Thanksgiving is related to all the problem-solving devices. Thanksgiving is related to all the problem-solving devices. So let's take a look at that. The first one, rebound. Once you understand rebound, inevitably, it becomes an expression of thanksgiving to God for the forgiveness of sins and the restoration to fellowship with God. Once you understand rebound and use it, inevitably it becomes an expression of thanksgiving to God for the forgiveness of sins and the restoration of your fellowship to God. Secondly, thanksgiving is related to the filling of the Spirit as the power for living the spiritual life, as the power for expressing our appreciation to God. So thanksgiving is related to the filling of the Spirit as the power for living the spiritual life, as the power for expressing our appreciation to God. And without the filling of the Spirit, we will never give true thanksgiving to God. Third, the faith rest life. The faith rest life results in having thanksgiving to God in times of suffering, adversity, pressure, disaster. The faith rest drill, where faith reaches out and claims the promise, get your head above water, so that you can then faith reach out and claim a doctrinal rationale, the essence of God rationale, the plan of God rationale, logistical grace rationale, a fortiori rationale. And when you apply that, then faith reaches out and comes to a doctrinal conclusion. If God is for you, who can be against you? So the faith rest drill results in having thanksgiving to God in times of suffering, adversity, pressure, disaster. Fourth, grace orientation. Well, that in itself is the debate. What is grace? And grace orientation. That is, you appreciate who and what God is. Grace orientation is the basis of having thanksgiving to God in every single day, in everything in your life. Five, doctrinal orientation provides greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving until the capacity is so great that God shares His happiness with the believer. So doctrinal orientation provides greater and greater capacity for thanksgiving until the capacity is so great that God shares His happiness with the believer. And sixth, the personal sense of destiny. That motivates thanksgiving every day because the believer has total confidence in God's plan, God's will, God's purpose for his life. A personal sense of destiny motivates thanksgiving every day because the believer has total confidence in God's plan, will, and purpose for his life. Seven, personal love for God the Father. That motivates virtue and thanksgiving to be directed to the Father because of who and what He is. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Eight, impersonal love for all is the greatest problem-solving device for all personal relationships. All personal relationships. Solving all people problems, resulting in great thanksgiving to God. Impersonal love for all is the greatest problem-solving device for all personal relationships, solving all people problems, resulting in great thanksgiving to God. 9, sharing the happiness of God. Or having a self-contained happiness that goes with you everywhere you go. Sharing the happiness of God provides tremendous contentment in life and thanksgiving and tranquility of soul in every circumstance of life. And 10, occupation with Jesus Christ results in the ultimate mental attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude to God. Occupation with Christ results in the ultimate mental attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude to God. 9. Point 9, the winner believer has thanksgiving every single day because he can see the big picture. The winner believer has thanksgiving every single day because he can see the big picture. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. This passage was Dr. Chafer's favorite passage. And whenever he would speak to the students at Dallas Seminary, he would teach this passage. In Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God." God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose, His predetermined plan. For the ones whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And the ones whom He predestined, these He also elected to privilege. Didn't lose anybody. And the ones whom He elected to privilege, these He also justified. And the ones whom He justified, these He also glorified. So from beginning to end, nobody slipped out. The same one. Verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give us all things?" So one, the winner believer knows that all things work together for God, for good, for those who love God. Personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. The winner believer knows that all things work together for good for those who love God. Personal love for the Father, occupation with Christ. Two, if you are going to handle adversity and suffering in time, then you must be able to see the big picture. If you're going to When you advance to spiritual maturity, God's got a special category of greater grace blessings called suffering for blessing. Only comes to the spiritually adult believer. If you're not a spiritually adult believer, you have suffering too. It's punitive suffering, divine discipline, getting whacked. But when you grow up and reach spiritual adulthood, you qualify for a great category of greater grace blessing, suffering for blessing. And if you are going to handle suffering, suffering for blessing, then you must be able to see the big picture. Three, this means the spiritually mature believer knows and understands the plan of God, the will of God, the essence of God, why you are here, God's grace objective for your life, where you are going, and therefore we must know the Word of God to the maximum, 2 Peter 3:18. This means a spiritually mature believer knows and understands the plan of God, the will of God, the essence of God, why you're here in this short time on planet Earth. You're here to glorify God. God's grace objective for your life while you're here, where you're going, and that demands maximum doctrinal orientation, 2 Peter 3:18. Four, once this is reality, then you will fulfill the mandates of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then you'll fulfill Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks for all things to God, even the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Five, the winner believer is thankful for everything that comes into his life. The suffering, well, it's suffering for blessing for the winner believer. And he's thankful for the suffering for blessing. The adverse circumstances, as well as the wonderful circumstances. Because he can see the big picture, Romans 8:28. The winner believer has the capacity to do this because he has God's problem-solving devices in his heart. Six, in difficulties and adversities, God is teaching us valuable lessons. In difficulties and adversities, God is teaching us valuable lessons. Romans 5. Romans 5, verse starting at verse 3. And not only this, but we also boast in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, confidence. Confidence, hope three. And confidence never disappoints. Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Seven, without maximum metabolized doctrine in our heart, it is impossible to see the brighter side of a particular trial. Without maximum metabolized doctrine in our heart, it is impossible to see the brighter side of a particular trial. Eight, but with maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, we know God. We have personal love for the Father. We are occupied with Jesus Christ. We share His happiness. and we are oriented to His amazing grace. But with maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, we know God, personal love for the Father, we are occupied with Jesus Christ, we share His happiness, and we are oriented to His grace. 9, we know that we are in His hand, and therefore we see His grace to us, and we offer thanksgiving to Him day after day after day after day. We know that we are in His hand, and therefore we see His grace to us, and we offer thanksgiving to Him. Point 10, true thanksgiving is to be occupied with the giver more than the gift. True thanksgiving is to be occupied with the giver more than the gift. Capacity for life is to enjoy the giver more than the gift. Capacity for life is to enjoy the giver more than the gift. True happiness is loving the giver more than the gift. True happiness is loving the giver more than the gift. And the giver is the living and true God. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving today. Tomorrow, I won't see you again till Sunday. But every single day, you ought to have Thanksgiving. There's no reason why you don't, except for your own bad decisions. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.